podcast. Sorry, I came in real abruptly. I want to thank you guys for actually listening to this episode. It means a lot to me. It's more of for my documentation purposes. I want to go back and listen to what the younger version of me had to say about things. You know, it's been a journey. I feel like I've been through so much, yet my life has barely just begun. And I think that's the beauty in it. You know, when you start early, a lot of stuff happens, like really fast. Especially when you get serious right away. But getting serious can mean different things for a lot of us, you know, getting serious about your career, your passion, your job, you know, career, right? There's plenty of different things to try, so I just implore you, you got to try enough things to know what you actually like. One of the things that people don't tell you, you know, they say, just pick with one thing and stick with it. It should never work that way. And it never will. The best advice is to try as many things as possible. That way you have enough information to make a decision. I feel a lot less stressed this year than I did last year. We're coming up on the end of 2022. I feel an enormous amount of pressure has been lifted off of me. Not because I'm doing the right things. I feel like I've always been doing the right things. But I feel more in control of my time and energy. So I think my day job has a lot to do with that. You know, if you've ever gone from a really bad job to like a good one, you understand there's a huge difference. I mean, just overall feeling. I was overwhelmed with a sales company and a sales team of 15 plus people. I was very stressed and anxious that things were going to go south any day, or that I was on the brink of failure, or that there would be a new problem that I would have to fix. So it was always a constant uphill battle. And I wouldn't say that I'm coasting now, but I would say I feel more empowered to innovate and design and build. You know, you have to understand that whatever your strengths are, if your job does not allow you to play on what your strengths are, well, then you're going to look very bad in front of them. And it's because they want you to do what you're weak at. And that's okay. I mean, it's not okay for them, but it's okay for you because it's okay to have weakness. Like for me, I am not very good at drawing. So I would never be in the graphic design position. But if I'm good at marketing, so if somebody were to show me a piece of an ad piece that they were going to run, well, then I feel that I would be able to give proper feedback on that project in hopes that it lands well. So my point is this, guys. Your environment determines how you're going to feel, but never blame your environment because you're in control of your environment. Let me say that again. Your environment matters, but if you don't like the position you're in or the place or the people that you're surrounded by, I gotta ask the question. Whose decision was it to have you in that environment? And I hear people all the time, well, you don't get it, Ryan. I know, it's like, it sucks. You know, I put my hope here, but that doesn't matter. Yeah, it does. If you decided to put yourself in that environment, you also have the power to change that. It's really hard when people feel like they're stuck and they have no way out. You do. It's really hard for me to play victim and victimize myself when I realize that I'm the person that put myself in that predicament. You always have the power to change things. Whether you feel empowered or not, you still have the power. Let me say it again. Whether you feel it or not, whether you feel empowered to make a change or not, that doesn't defeat the fact that you still have the power, whether you realize it or not. And so if you're not happy with the situation that you're in, you can always walk away. You can always change your mind. There's so many people out there right now that just, for some reason, do not feel like they're in control. So many of us out here don't understand what's actually going on. The job marketplace is the best it has ever been in the history of mankind. Go back to thousands of years ago, you would have to hunt and gather whether you liked it or not. That was thousands of years ago. Hundreds of years ago, you had to pick something and stick with it, no matter if you liked it or not. In today's world, in 2022, people are so entitled that they feel like they should get paid to do nothing. Well, I should just get paid because I can't find a good job. That's not it. There are more jobs out there than there are workers. Let's just think about that for a second. There's more opportunities than there are people to take those opportunities. AI is pushing out a lot of jobs. AI is taking over a lot of positions. Why is that? I don't know. Maybe because the employer is going to save a fortune by not having to pay for wages, benefits, taxes, et cetera, et cetera. Maybe because the liability is a lot less for an AI. If a robot slips and falls on its head, and let's say just completely gets annihilated, the company is not going to get sued. And no one is going to be in trouble. Just get a new robot. However, if a human slips and falls, oh, there's a ton of liability. Court case after court case. I mean, it's just really... That is very black and white to me. What the reason why AI is going to be taking over a lot of jobs here very soon. So now's the opportunity to do something that AIs can't do. Become an expert in some kind of field and then educate others. and getting paid to do that. Or become an influencer. Just make content around something that you love to do. And for me, I really love documenting my journey because my thoughts ebb and flow and they go through so many different transitions. I am forever changing in who I am as a person. I'm finally getting to park my car. That's awesome. But I want to spend some more time here because I feel like I still have more thoughts to dump. It's like a brain dump. And again, if you guys are enjoying my podcast and my little rants, go ahead and follow, subscribe, leave a comment, or just reach out to me. I feel super thankful and my heart just warms up when you guys reach out. It's the best feeling, so please do that. But yeah, I'd love to have some more conversations. I'd love to have some more people on the podcast. There's a lot of brilliant minds out there that I can learn from and vice versa. And I feel that there's, again, so much opportunity, so much abundance in this world to create the job you want, the life you want. At a certain extent, I've already created the perfect life I want. But, there's always a but it could get better. It could improve. I could scale. It could be more. And there's nothing wrong with wanting more in life. That's a big misconception, is that you're not supposed to want more, but you are. Humans are hardwired to acquire more. Whether it's items, assets, friends, the list goes on and on. So, if you've understood, okay, I do want more in my life. Now what? Here's the very tricky part. This is the part where everyone gets tripped up on. Okay, I want more in my life. My next question is, how do you propose getting more? Because believe it or not, all trials do not succeed. And what I mean by that is, just because you want more doesn't mean you're getting better. What is your plan of action? How are you going to do it? What does the journey look like? If you can understand that for yourself, you would be blown away. Blown away with the results. Some people want more way too fast, so they take shortcuts. Some people want more than anything else, so they stomp over everybody else. And some people want more in a healthy way where their success is not on someone else's downfall. Too many shortcuts. There's too many people taking shortcuts. And there is no real shortcut in life. And I know society, this is a big truth that society lies to everyone. You know, we tend to idolize people who make their dreams happen really, really fast. And those are the 0.00001% of people. They are the absolute exception to the rule. And unfortunately, everyone tries to map to being that 0.00001%. There's a reason why it's such a small percentage. One of those little conversations that we have to have with ourselves. This is the talk right here. This is the conversation that we don't want to have with ourselves. Because even now, I'm thinking how to formulate this conversation. There's just so many ways it could go, and there's so many different opinions out there. But the reality is, I'm going to stick to it. I'm going to have to stick to it. Everyone has their beliefs. And I'm going to stick to it. You know, I'm thinking to myself at this point, and I've realized, well, we should already know this. I don't have all the answers. But what I do have is some intuition and some insights that I've learned through observation. And my observation is this. Things take time. You thought it was going to be some grandiose secret. It's not. Things take time. And it's like, yeah, obviously, of course, I get that. But do you? Do you understand how long it really takes? If you're 20 years old right now, and you literally do nothing for the next 10 years, now you're 30, still young, you can still make your dreams happen. Plenty of people getting caught up that if, oh, I don't make it by 21, by 23, by 25, I'm fucked. It's the most ludicrous horseshit I've ever heard. I sincerely feel for people who believe in that agenda and have empathy for them. And I'm absolutely disappointed in the people that are pushing that agenda. The people that are pushing the agenda, you gotta have everything figured out super early, probably coming from people who haven't done shit. I'm calling them out. You'll notice them too. If you start to look around, if your observation skills are there, you'll start to see 40, 50, 60-year-olds haven't done shit. And they're telling you that you have to figure things out. It's bullshit. I don't believe in it. What I do believe in is that good things take time, hard work pays off. Just put in the work. If you put in the work, you're going to bend the universe to your favor. Meaning, let's do it this way. No one in the history of mankind has worked hard
for 40 years straight and got nowhere. And when I say work hard, I mean, what I mean in specific is every single day, you're trying to get there. And if you get blocked, if there's a roadblock, if you get stumped, you try to find another way. That's what I mean by hard work. I mean, every single day that you wake up, you're going at it. And you don't have to do the same monotonous thing over and over. Maybe you're building something, an audience, a fan base, a company, and out of nowhere, something just stops you. Maybe your account gets banned. You lose all your progress. Or you run out of money. Hard work means you find another way and you keep going. I promise you, if you do that for 20 years straight, you'll get somewhere. If you do that for 10 years straight, you'll get somewhere. If you do it for 2 years straight, you will get somewhere. Maybe not where you think you'll end up, but you'll get somewhere. And somewhere is better than nowhere. I'd rather be 20% more happy than not change at all. I'd rather be 20% more fulfilled than not being fulfilled at all. And if in 2 years you get that 20% upside, I mean, that's a win for me in my book. Now, I don't know how you define your wins. Maybe in 2 years you got to have $60 million in the bank. I love this talk. I really hope somebody needed to hear this today. I think that would just be the best thing ever. And to be honest, I needed to hear this myself today. These are all the things that I was thinking already. I just didn't say it out loud. And now that I'm here, this is some fucking Monday motivation for me. I'll leave everybody with this. Life is exactly how you see it. Thank you. Go crush it. Go kill it. Go do something amazing. Go be great. Monday. It's the best day because everyone's still sleeping. And no one wants to do anything today. Just means you have the advantage. Get out there. Be the first. Seize the day. I love you.
Podcast, this is a very intimate session. This is me getting into my zone, and I'm just starting to realize that a lot of people out here are extremely confused, especially when it comes to the way of life or the way they live their life. We all have our perspective, and the thing about perspective is you determine how you want to see things. So if you see things as very negative, or you see people, you see them as they're out to get you, or they're envious, or they're judgmental, well, then you're going to live a life full of judgment. If you live a life where you believe that no one's judging you because they have their own problems to worry about, well, then you're not going to feel that judgment, and you're going to live, I guess, with less stress. So my point today is just to share some perspective, and, you know, my perspective is that your life is exactly the way you see things. So by deciding to see things differently, you don't have to change the outside world. You have to change the way you see the world. When you change your point of view, when you change your perspective for you and no one else, you then begin to dictate how life plays out for you. It puts you in the driver's seat. It puts you in control. I always see it this way. If you have a terrible job, or you have to wake up for a job that you absolutely hate, you just dislike it. I used to work jobs that I hated with a passion, but because I was able to change my perspective, I actually fell in love with those terrible jobs, and I actually loved waking up every day, and I actually was happy waking up every day. Now, can that last forever with a terrible job? No, probably not. But it's going to buy you some time. You're going to have an extra year or 2 years to continue the search to find the next best job for you. And the way I saw it was this. There are people right now who are waking up on the other side of the world, and they have to go rob somebody. They have to go murder somebody because their family is being threatened by these really bad people. You know, this is the reality for some people. They have to do terrible things whether they like it or not, because they don't have the same opportunities as you do. And if you're one of those people, I feel for you. I can't imagine a reality where I have to get up and hurt others, because if I don't, my family's lives are at risk. This is really the reality for some people on this earth. And you can debate it and say, well, I'm not worried about them. You should be. Because they're not from some fictional world or from some story that's made up. Those are actual people stepping on the same ground that you step on, breathing the same air that you breathe. But yet, we don't want to acknowledge that. And so if this is the reality for some people, I look at my terrible 9-to-5 getting paid $12 an hour and I say, this is amazing compared to that. Compared to what they have, I've got it good. Because they would do anything to be in my position. They would do anything to have what I have. And same goes for you. You could have the crappiest job in America. You could be picking up elephant poop or feeding pigs. But I bet that that's a lot better than pillaging, robbing, and murdering people. So my point in all this is I was able to use this perspective. Now, I'm not trying to force this perspective on you, but this was the perspective that I used to get through my crappy jobs in my teenage years. It's kind of crazy to say that. I still feel like a teenager at some points, but the reality is, in my teens, I had plenty of crappy jobs that the only thing that got me through was this perspective. And a few other things. I had a side passion, or I did other things that I loved to do. But you control the narrative. You control the way you see your crummy job. And if you see it just as a checkpoint, or a pit stop, is what I like to call it. If you just see it as a pit stop, you won't be as miserable, because you know it's gonna pass. You know you're gonna find something better. And what better to do than to actually enjoy the moments at the pit stop? Pit stops are not supposed to be terrible. They're not supposed to be miserable. You're not supposed to hate life. Life is very beautiful. But again, that would only make sense if you changed your perspective. So I'm hoping that this goes out to somebody, it resonates with somebody, they understand that it's all about the way you see things that matters. Because let's be honest, you can't control other people. You can't control the news and the media. You can't control anything outside of the way you see things. But I promise you, it's all the power to you. I mean, I think every single person has a lot of power within themselves, and it's kind of hard to tap into it. And I'm not talking about spirituality and you need to find God and find some higher power, higher belief. I'm talking about something extremely simple, very practical. Just to tweak the way you look at things. Think about a 3D object. Think about the moon. If you're looking at a 3D object and you see it, you're holding it up in front of your face and you see it from one perspective, that doesn't give you the whole picture. What you ought to do is manipulate that object, change the way you look at it, change the part of the object that you're seeing. And if you flip it around, you turn it, you're gonna see the other side. But if you never turn that object around, and the object is your perspective, by the way, if you never turn that object around, well, then you'll never know what's on the other side. You might think it's still a sphere, but is it the same color? Is it just as smooth? You won't know until you turn it around. So that's all I'm asking you to do with your perspective. If you have a crappy, and you could apply this to any situation, if you have a crappy situation in your life, count your blessings. Invite some more gratitude into your life. I'm super thankful for my health. I'm super grateful for the situation that I'm in. I'm super grateful for my perspective, just being able to look at things a little differently. I'm deciding, just being able to decide to look at things differently. There's so many people have got it really, really good. And then there's so many people on this earth that don't have it so good. If you wouldn't trade places with them, I don't know what complaining's gonna do for you. You know? Just the way I see it. I have a really hard time listening to people complain. I could sit here and complain too, but I'd just rather not. It provides no value. It gives nothing. Doesn't make me feel better. Maybe to some, but what's it gonna do? What good comes out of it? So, perspective. That's the topic this morning. I'm gonna let it sit there. Tweaking the perspective, it's very important. I love and adore you guys. Love and adore myself. 'Cause this is a documentation for myself, so yeah. Thanks again for tuning in. I appreciate you guys. Take care.